Medicine on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, brought to you this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church of Bartlesville and by Tall Grass Motors. I get the opportunity to highlight the Interstate Fair and Rodeo coming up in Coffeyville in, well, really just a few days. And I get the opportunity to talk with Publicity Chair Katie Allen. Good morning, Katie. Thank you for joining me by telephone this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Maybe not wonderful, but I'm not toasty either. But it's going to be a good day, I think, in and around the area. And looking forward to hearing about all kinds of things. I had the opportunity to talk about the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, a week or so ago. But it's always nice to update some of the things going on. I want to start out with a $1 million ride that's going to be at the fair. I saw a picture of the Freak Out ride. That thing is monstrous. That's going to be a great ride for your people who come to the fair.
I'm very excited to have that here this year. I believe it's the first time it's in this area of Kansas. It's the first time for our fair, definitely. So it's crazy. I don't know who would want to go on it, but I know the thrill seekers out there will really enjoy it. They will swing from a pendulum and twist and turn. We have a few videos up of it on our Facebook page, so that's definitely something to check out.
Yeah, it is. And you're right. The thrill seekers will be coming from far and wide. And I was looking at some information on that ride. And this is not just making the fair circuit, so to speak. It seems to be showing up at very select locations because there's only just, I don't know how many, but not that many of them that were made.
No, not at all. So we're very lucky to have it here. The carnival's going to be here this year, Tuesday night through Saturday night. So, you'll want to get there early, definitely.
Well, first of all, let's talk about fun passes, about getting there early, because the earlier you buy, the better you save.
Right. Well, right now our fun passes are $50. They went up on August 1st.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay, well, you missed out on the great prices, but you still get a good price, better than buying individual nights. So
definitely.
Yeah. But it's still a great way to get those, fairandrodeo.com. But the Freakout ride, just one of several, I think, what's going to be good rides for the carnival part of what's going on there.
Yes, we'll have all the usual favorites. The Ferris wheel and everything, of course. But the Freakout ride, I think, is what's definitely going to bring people in.
Yeah, I can see some Facebook videos that are going to be a shot from the ride as people are going around. Just hang on to your phone. Otherwise, I don't want it to, falling to the ground from some great height or anything like that.
Exactly. That would be awful.
Yeah, it would be. And besides that, we miss out on some good videos. So definitely don't drop the phone. You do have some other things that are perennial favorites at the Fair and Rodeo. And gee whiz, I'm not sure I want to know where to start other than some great cowboys and cowgirls, I'm sure, that are entered. And 8 different events. Did I see something like just more than 400 entries this year?
Yes, over 401 entries this year. So we are very excited to have all these cowboys and cowgirls coming to Coffeyville. We're kind of on an off weekend this year, just how the dates fell and everything. So we are blessed to have this kind of a turnout.
Well, it's nice to have a good turnout. And, if you can take advantage of the calendar, it's better than the calendar taking advantage of you and say, oops, an extra weekend this month, and they scheduled something else. So that's always a good deal.
And Coffeyville native Jake Long is going to be here on Friday night, and he'll be performing in the performance for the team roping. So you've probably seen him at the NFR. So we are very excited to have him up in the performance this year.
Yeah, anytime you can take advantage of some of those names that are on television or other places that, when you tune into the NFR or some of the other events that you see, I met him or I saw him in person or whatever, it kind of makes that extra connection for the people that are seeing him.
Definitely.
And when it comes to a Coffeyville native, that means that maybe some of the area riders may have actually, ridden against him back when he was just a young man, maybe at a Roundup Club event or something like that.
Definitely. A lot of our association members grew up with him and were friends with him. We're still friends, obviously, but just from being around. So it's going to be good to have him back here.
Well, and I think the friends have just taken on a whole new meaning when we talk about Facebook friends. Okay, the only time I've, haven't actually seen you in the last 35 years, but we're Facebook friends. So, but this is nice that you're actually still in contact with him.
Yes, definitely.
Some of the other things going on, some of the other things, some trick riders, Haley Gansel, if I'm getting the name right, and Lindsay Neely, four nights of rodeo with some trick riding, Roman riding, and that kind of stuff.
Yes, they are the Cowgirl Sweethearts, I believe, and they're going to be here to be our performance act. So we're excited to have them. Haley's an Oklahoma girl. She's from Tallulah, so it's always good to have that local talent again. It's great to see them perform for everybody. Doing their big-time show.
Yeah, exactly. But between a Coffeyville native and a Tallulah native, you're keeping that area connection, and that seems to be so important, I think, when I look at what Coffeyville Interstate Fair and Rodeo have done over the years. You tried to, yes, bring in the big names, bring in somebody that's really, you know, people are going to recognize that name, even if they're only mildly acquainted with rodeo events or something like that. But you're also getting the local talent that, like you said, you know, maybe you knew them in high school or competed against them or something like that.
Definitely. So it's going to be great to have them there with us.
Yes. The other things that I think we probably wanted to talk about just a little bit, you've got something, also, it may not be new, but it's new to me, a junior advisory board, kind of a way to get local youth involved and get them maybe a first or second real volunteer experience. What's going on with that?
Yes, definitely. We just started a junior advisory board this year, and it's a group of 12 local kids from high schools all around the area. We have some from Coffeyville. We have some from Oklahoma Union and South Coffeyville. We have some from Lebeck County and Chautauqua. So it's kind of a way to bring all these students together to work together. We're wanting to get them involved in the fair for, you know, when they come back at, hopefully, when they come back after going off and going to college, that they will still be involved and want to volunteer with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo.
And
so
I think
this
that's,
year, oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
This year in April, they put on their own stock show, so that was great, and they did it all on their own. Raised a little bit of scholarship money, so they are going to get something for their volunteer hours and that sort of thing.
Well, it is a good resume builder for them, but if that's the reason they're there, they're probably not giving you what they should be. You're getting people that I assume have been plugged into the events at the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, maybe while they were growing up in high school or something. And like you said, it's an opportunity to gain on that expertise as they return home, stay plugged into their home community, even though they're off someplace to college.
Exactly. It's going to be great. This is obviously the first year, but I can only see it getting growing and getting better. So look for more things to come from the Junior Advisory Board.
Exactly, and when this is something that they, you know, finish up whatever degree program they may be working on, maybe do some military service or something like that, when it comes time to actually settle down and live and work and raise a family, it probably will give them a better opportunity to be reconnected into the area they grew up in.
Exactly. That's what we're hoping for.
Well,
we want to bring these good kids back.
Yeah, and kind of win a scholarship in the process. I don't know what kind of scholarship you're offering, but, you know, for anything from a couple of $100 on up, it all goes together for books or fees or tuition or living expenses while you're in school.
Exactly. Any little bit helps.
It sure does. We're going to take a break, and we will continue our time talking about the Interstate Fair and Rodeo coming up in just a moment. We'll talk with Katie Allen while we continue on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
As we continue our time talking with Katie Allen, she is publicity chair for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo in Coffeyville. If for some things that we don't talk about this morning, Katie, people can go to the website and really get plugged into what's going on, fairandrodeo.com, right?
Definitely. And our Facebook page is really another way that we try to get in touch with people as well. So that's where all of our latest updates come.
Okay. 1 week from tonight, you've got an event for seniors and something that I think many of them would be very good at because they've probably done it before, a spelling bee.
Yes, we are going to have a spelling bee. I believe it's at 10 in the morning, but I'm not quite sure. And that is definitely a great way to get involved. So we're always trying to find ways for people to get out at the fair and, you know, feel like they're being a part of it, because not everybody can be a cowboy.
And they, not everybody should be a cowboy. That's a good deal. Even if you are a cowboy and you're a senior, these people have lived without spell check all their life and probably know how to do it right.
Yes, the spelling bee for seniors will be at 10 a.m. In the exhibits building, and then we'll also have a talent contest at 2 p.m. for seniors. So that will be next Wednesday.
Is there a pre-entry for either one of those, or just show up and be part of what's going on?
Just show up and be part of what's going on. That would be perfect.
That would be a good deal to me. I'm just curious, if the seniors have got a talent and they need some musical accompaniment, do they bring their own CD, or is it all a cappella?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was, again, what I was assuming, but I don't like to do that if I can get somebody like you to answer the question for me, because otherwise I probably would be wrong, and I want to pass along some good information. Also coming up, I think it's the same day, following a parade, you've got a watermelon feed and kind of free bean feed. That's something that has been traditional for Interstate Fair and Rodeo for a long time.
Yes, we've been doing this for years. So in the park, we're going to have a bean feed and watermelon feed at 5:30 p.m. And that's really just a time to gather with everybody, you know, because it's really the kickoff for the rodeo. We'll have the parade at 4 p.m. downtown, so people just usually travel right on after the parade. They'll come right on up to the park and get them some beans and cornbread and watermelon and wait for the rodeo to start at 8.
Sound like a great deal and a great way to spend time with friends and family. And again, because it's traditional, it's something that people probably just plug into opening day of Interstate Fair and Rodeo every year.
Yes, definitely.
When it comes to being there, and I know you're publicity chair and you probably want to talk about specific events, but everybody's got their favorite, whether it's the exhibits or the livestock shows or some of the events like the spelling bee or maybe some of the musical entertainment or other entertainment events that people have seen in years. Just curious, from Katie's viewpoint, what are some of your favorites of Interstate Fair and Rodeo?
Well, my favorite is the ranch rodeo. We have a WRCA ranch rodeo, and that's in its eighth year. So the winner from this ranch rodeo will go on to the big finals in Amarillo that will be in the fall. So it's really a great event, and it's Working Ranch Cowboy Association. So it's real cowboys doing what real cowboys do every day. So that's on Monday evening, and it'll be at 6 p.m.
Okay. And I can see why that would be one of your favorites, particularly, again, I don't know your history, but if you grew up on a working ranch, then those are skills that those guys, like you said, do every day. And it's always fun to see. I enjoy the sport rodeo events, but it's always nice to see some of those things that people do every day and go to the competition where you see competitors from Ranch A going up against Ranch B. And just, you know, I don't care if you're going after it for bragging rights or maybe in this case advancing on to something even bigger.
Definitely. For this ranch rodeo, we'll have a lot of local people in that as well. So that's always cool to see people that, you know, you see every so often do what they do in competition. So.
Yeah. Fair events, the exhibits, it's always, I think, fun to take a look at some of the, whether, I don't care if it's photography or sewing and quilting or, you know, see who's got the biggest pumpkin or whatever it might be, just the traditional hundreds years going back fair type events that people bring their good stuff in.
Yes, and that will be Monday. That is when everything will be submitted and judged. So judging for all exhibits will be at 1 p.m., but the buildings will be open for the rest of the week so you can see everything. But our bake sale for all the culinary goodies mm-hmm. will be that Monday evening at 6 p.m.
And so that means that somebody's going to walk away with some really good pies and cakes or your candies and fudge or jams and jellies and that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
Have you been to the sale before and bought some stuff?
Yes, I have been. I haven't bought anything, but I have definitely been and experienced it.
Well, I imagine you probably had, but it's always, you know, if sometimes it's just nice to say, oh, yeah, I got some stuff, and it was the best blueberry pie I ever had, or whatever you might have walked away with. So,
definitely.
It always helps us to get to know you just a little bit and kind of get a personal viewpoint on it. And you've got something for all ages. I don't care if it's the youngest kids who are just really getting that eye of wonder going at the fair or running over to the cotton candy or the corn dogs or whatever, because fair food is fair food year, you know, all the way around the world probably, and everybody's got their favorite stuff, and it's all going to be there for fairgoers next week.
Definitely. We're going to have root beer floats, we're going to have corn dogs, we are going to have everything that you can imagine, and that is one of my favorite parts is the fair food.
Well, yeah, and who wouldn't just to, you know, be careful that you don't overdo, and of course you got several days of fair food to go back for. You can have the corn dogs today and the funnel cake tomorrow or whatever you want to do. There are some, I think it's bracelet nights for all the rides, so you can kind of ride all the rides for a great price.
Yes, and that will be available every night of the carnival, so that will be Tuesday through Saturday. I'm not sure how much they're going to cost this year, so stay tuned for that, but it's definitely a great way to save some money at the carnival.
Yeah. We talked about some of the new things. I know we mentioned the freakout ride, but every year you've got something brand new, and you got a fair board in addition to this junior advisory board that kind of helps you and some of the more or less full-time staff dream up some of the neat things that Interstate Fair and Rodeo does every year.
Definitely. And this year we're going to have a Queen and Princess contest. Mm-hmm. So that is something new for us. We will have a Miss Interstate Fair and Rodeo at the end of the week. So we are very excited about that.
And I'm sure the entries have already been made on that one, and the competitors have been preparing something so they can be ready to compete right in front of the judges.
Yes, definitely. We're going to have a speech and modeling event, and we are going to have a horsemanship event as well. So, and then they're going to be at the parade and all of the grand entries as well. So
wow.
We are excited to have them there.
Yeah. What time does the parade start, and what's the best place to watch the parade?
Ooh. Well, the parade's going to be in downtown Coffeyville. It's going to start at 4 o'clock. It is going to loop through, I believe, 8th and 9th Street. So anywhere along there would be perfect.
Sound like a great deal. We have just about a minute or so left. I want to make sure that people, again, find out the website, and they can go there and get all kinds of good information about the fair. And probably still, I know the price is close to full price, but it's still a great way to buy a fun pass for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo.
Definitely. The fun passes are $50, and that will get you into all 8 nights of grandstand events. The individual nights will be $15 for general admission, except for the Ranch Rodeo, and it'll be $10 for general admission. So there's multiple ways that you can purchase tickets, and you can purchase them at the gate, or you can purchase them online at fairandrodeo.com.
Well, Katie, thank you so much for your time. You've given us a great preview of what's coming up next week in Southeast Kansas, and I know that you always get a lot of Northeast Oklahoma visitors because we always like to enjoy ourselves no matter where we live.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Katie. Appreciate your time, and I hope you get a great turnout this year for the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. That's our Community Connection on AM 1400 K1, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, First Baptist Church, and by Tulsa, Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. ONN News.